Millions of children in the U.S. rely on federal services, including the Children's Health Insurance Program and Medicaid for health coverage. Since the start of the pandemic, a federal emergency declaration has allowed them to receive continuous coverage without jumping through the usual bureaucratic hoops. That will end when the state of emergency is lifted. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports health providers are worried.
Catherine Friend has had a busy day. In the morning, she helped run a sports physicals clinic at the local public school in Doniphan, Missouri, a small town of about 1,800, 15 minutes north of the Arkansas border. She's had nonstop appointments all afternoon.
She wanted to do the x-ray today. I don't know
that we... That's not unusual for the registered nurse, who's also the only pediatric specialist in her county in the heart of the Missouri Ozarks.
You know, I see a large volume of kids every single day. We try our best not to turn anyone away. We try to get them all in. It makes for long hours and long days, but we try to get people taken care of.
Friend's clinic is housed in the county's former hospital, which closed down in 2018. It's a one-stop shop for a range of ailments, from broken bones to ear infections to COVID-19. And Friend says most of her patients are Medicaid recipients. Medicaid enrollment in Missouri has grown by more than 400,000 people since the start of the pandemic. That's one of the biggest per capita increases in the country, largely driven by the state's decision to expand Medicaid eligibility last year. Normally, Medicaid recipients have to regularly prove they still qualify for the program, a process which involves a lot of paperwork and is called redetermination. Thanks to a federal emergency declaration, new recipients haven't had to worry about that. But some experts say Missouri's track record is cause for concern when that declaration ends. Dr. Maya Moody says she worries about history repeating itself.
I mean, we were turning away kids left and right, and it just broke our hearts.
Moody is president of the American Academy of Pediatrics Missouri chapter. She remembers when, in 2019, some 100,000 children lost coverage. The state had recently started redeterminations after a long pause, and many children who still qualified were taken off the rolls.
These are kids that we needed to see, and they were our routine patients. These are families that we know really well. That has just been one of the true blessings of the public health emergency, is that we haven't had to turn anybody away.
The state later said there was an error, where if parents in a household lost coverage, the children did as well, despite having a much higher income threshold. State officials say they've fixed this error. Nevertheless, Moody is concerned, and she's trying to get ahead of any possible issues.
We have already started to talk to folks about making sure that they're getting their documents together and that they're ready to reapply.
Complicating matters, until recently, Missouri was taking months to process Medicaid applications. While the state now says it has cut down an enormous backlog in applications, long processing times can mean long waits for children to get care. Avoiding that scenario means work on the front end for state agencies. And Sarah Collins, a senior scholar with the Commonwealth Fund, says that's an uphill battle.
States are going to be faced at the end of the public health emergency with a gargantuan task of redetermining eligibility for people who have stayed on Medicaid over this two-year period.
Collins says states, like Missouri, that have faced staffing issues during the pandemic are worse off. Because of that, the federal government has recommended a gradual approach for states to take on their caseload in chunks. A spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Social Services said in an email the agency is currently working on verifying recipients' addresses to make sure people get the eventual paperwork. At the clinic in the Ozarks of Missouri, all that paperwork concerns pediatric registered nurse Catherine Friend.
I really worry about that too, because that's a big lax anyway. It was before. And so now that it's just easy, I don't have to do anything. I just keep getting coverage. Then they're just going to think they keep getting coverage.
And she says educating her patients will be key to making sure the end of the public health emergency doesn't keep kids from getting care they need. The public health emergency could expire as early as January.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health.